Welcome to the Baby Weight Podcast, brought to you by Omaha Better Birth Project. Omaha Better Birth Project is a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to decrease inequities in childbirth by providing access to doula services, childbirth education, and prenatal and postpartum support for low-income and teen families. Find out more about Omaha Better Birth Project online at www.omahabetterbirth.org. On today's episode, we're joined by one of Omaha's incredible doulas and childbirth educators, Abigail Shipp, to talk about all things doulas. Abby Shipp is a second-generation certified birth doula and childbirth educator. She's the proud owner of Belly Love Birth Doula and Omaha Childbirth Education, right here in Omaha, Nebraska.
Hello, Abby. Thank you for joining us. We're really excited you're here today to talk all things doulas.
This is really I am so excited to be with you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So we're just going to dive in. We're going to kind of do an overview of what a birth doula's role is. Can you tell us a little bit about what does a birth doula do and how do they help clients during pregnancy and birth?
Yeah, absolutely. So a doula's role is one of emotional, physical, mental support when it comes to pregnancy. So, I mean, we have all experienced things in our lives where we think we wish we had someone we could go to and talk to about it. And that's what doulas are for pregnancy and for birth. So a lot of times, first-time moms, there's a lot of the, is this normal? Is this okay? Yeah. Do I need to worry about this type of question? And that's kind of where the doula's role starts. So it starts even back in pregnancy. So a lot of times people think that doulas are just there for labor, birth, but a doula's role really goes for the whole gambit from pregnancy, labor, birth, and then also into postpartum. So we're there to support and be that kind of resource and that person that you can talk to for those types of things. Even if you're just having a bad day where you think, I can't do this, I'm afraid to do this, we're there to pick you up in addition to answering the questions with regards to pregnancy and birth.
Yeah, I would have to say in my experience, and I was a second-time mom when I had my first doula, and the is this normal questions still come up. Yeah, and it's really nice to have a sounding board that you don't feel like you need to call your doctor about it.
Right.
You just want, someone who's got some experience in the birth world. And
exactly.
It's an excellent, excellent resource in addition to the actual birth, labor, and delivery. Yeah.
Right. And I've actually doulaed other doulas and they'll still call me or text me and say, is this normal? Do I remember this right? Is this normal? So even if you have experience with the in birth and the birth world, there's still that person that you want to be able to call and say, just walk me through this. Like, talk me down, talk me through this and let me know that everything's good. What are my options? All those types of things. So even experienced moms still find value with doulas for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So doula work sounds like obviously very rewarding, and it can also be, I'm sure, maybe a little stressful too. if you don't mind sharing with me your personal story of why you chose to become a doula, how did you first become drawn into doula and birth work?
Sure, absolutely. So I'm a second generation doula. So my mom, 100 years ago, decided to become a doula. And this was really when doulas weren't even a thing. Dona wasn't even a thing. So, which Dona is Doulas of North America organization, the first one that, first certifying organization to hit the United States. So this was before they were even on the ground here, in the U.S. And my mom, was helping her friends have babies. And she kept thinking, there's got to be a job for this. Like, this has to be a job. Like, there has to be a name for this. And that was about the time that Dona showed up in the U.S. And it was kind of like, this is what it is, a doula. This is what it is. It's a non-medical person that provides support for laboring moms and their partners birthing suite, wherever you decided to have your baby, home, birthing center, or hospital. And so I kind of grew up around that. I was young, but I grew up around my mom going to birth, and she became a doula trainer. So I would go with her as she trained other doulas. So birth work kind of just was always in my genes. I've always loved it. It was always something that was very normal to me. You know, I was the weird kid that could talk about a placenta and knew what a placenta was when I was 10 years old.
Right.
So it is just kind of always there. I didn't jump into birth work right away. I actually became an interpreter for the deaf and hard of hearing out of high school. And that's what I did for about 15 years. Then I started having my own kids, and my friends started having their kids, and their experiences having kids kind of like reawakened that desire to be in the birth world, to say, gosh, I know all this stuff. I have all of this knowledge and this things inside my brain, and I want to be there for my friends. I want to be involved in the birth community. And so it was just kind of sleeping there in my genes, I think, in my genetic code, just to be with moms who are having babies. It is very rewarding. It is very stressful, but the rewards far outweigh the stresses when it comes to birth.
Yeah, we hear this a lot, that a lot of doulas, when they explain why they became a doula, they're very service-oriented people.
Yeah.
And they always kind of describe this just a calling. They were called. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like what kind of happened with you.
Yeah, it was. I never thought I'd become a doula. I never did. And then, like I said, once I had my own kids and then my friends started having kids, it was like, oh gosh, there's such a need there. There's such a need in our communities. And even for my friends and family, there was a need. And so that's why I was like, I gotta get back in this. I gotta get my hands dirty, so to speak.
Yeah. That's incredible. Probably one of the biggest questions we get is, why do I need a doula? Like, what benefit is it to me to have a doula? What are the biggest benefits for families to hire a doula?
Absolutely. And that's probably the biggest question that we get asked as doulas is, why do I need you there? A lot of times that comes from the partners. Why do I need you there? Because I'm going to be there. But really, the doula is there as a sounding board, as a person who is familiar with birth, has expertise in birth, but doesn't necessarily have all of the inner workings of the relationship that you have with the birthing mom. We don't know what her tells are. We don't know what her, you know, signs and signals are for things that she might need. So we kind of come together as a team. That's what I always try to, I do a sports metaphor, even though I don't really do sports, but we're a team, like the coach and then the star players. So a doula is there to say, hey, this is what's going on. Let's explain what the doctor just said to you, or the nurse just said to you, or if you have a doctor's appointment or a midwife appointment and you come out with more questions than you went in with,
right,
and the doula can say, okay, let's break it down. Let's talk this through. So it's not there to replace the partner in any way, shape, or form. We're not there to replace that person. That person is the mom's number one person, and we're just there to support both of those people in that situation and making sure that they have an understanding of what's going on. A lot of times if we're in a medical situation, we tend to feel kind of not less than, but feeling at a disadvantage when it comes to what's being talked about. A lot of times the vocabulary or the way it's presented can come across as scary, or can come across as not being well understood. And so having another person there who's well-versed in that vocabulary or well-versed in what's being said can look at the mom and dad and say, this is what they're saying, and kind of break it down a little bit more. So where that the couple or the mom, if she's a single mom, they are feeling part of that team. They're not feeling as if the doctor, midwife is above them and they're just there going along with whatever that provider is saying.
Such a key point to having an empowered experience is feeling understood and also understanding the information that's shared with you. So that is absolutely a key point. Following up on that, you kind of touched on it, how you support partners. Mm-hmm. What kind of things do you do in the labor and delivery room to help support the partners through the experience?
So the partner, a lot of times if I'm the doula, I talk to the partner beforehand and kind of figure out what their goals are when it comes to a birth, because every partner is different with what they have envisioned when it comes to their part of the birth experience. Some partners are wanting to be really hands-on and they don't know what to do to be hands-on. How can they physically help the mom as she's going through labor? So if that's the case, if the partner's looking for, you know, show me how to do counter pressure, show me what I can do to make mom more comfortable, then I'm going to show a partner what to do and then let them do their thing and step back and let them have that moment. And I've worked with some families where the dads were very much like, you do, and I'm going to be here, and I'm happy to do that. And yeah. So they are there, that presence for their partner, you know, they're there for the mom, but they may not have the desire to be hands-on and to be all up in what's going on, but they're just there. And then in that situation, I just make sure dad knows what's going on and dad is feeling comfortable and that he feels part of the team and he doesn't feel like he's being pushed out or that he's left behind, because he might 100%. Not be hands-on. He might not be hands-on, you know, it's not for everybody. So
yeah.
I try to meet dads or partners where they're at in the birth experience and figure out what they're wanting and what they need for that situation. And a big thing too, is making sure partners are rested and that they're eating.
Yeah.
A big thing, you know, when you're in the heat of it, partners forget to eat. They forget to go pee. They forget to take time for themselves to just have a moment. Go out and call grandpa or, you know, grandparents or family who's been texting. And so sometimes I might look at them and go, gosh, you know, it's been 7 hours and you haven't eaten and you haven't peed. I've got her. She's great. Why don't you take a few moments? And sometimes it's just a look of like, oh my gosh, you're right. I haven't eaten. I am starving. Yeah. And then they feel comfortable because they know they're leaving their most precious people in the hands of someone that they know and that they trust. So they feel able to leave and take care of themselves also.
Yeah. Well, I know for me personally, I did not have a doula with my first birth because my partner was, I wouldn't say he was against it. He just didn't understand how a birth doula works. And then, like you said, about hour 7, 8 into the labor, he's going, man, I really want to go get something to eat, but I don't want to leave her here by herself or, you know, and then so when I brought it up again with our second birth, he was like, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. So we learned our lesson the hard way for sure. But I can attest to how partners are definitely supported by birth doulas as well.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Some of the dads that I've worked with who were most hesitant to hire doulas, who were just kind of like, okay, yeah, whatever, and rolling their eyes at the ridiculousness of their wife wanting a doula, and they just did it. Those were the dads as I was leaving were like, thank you so much for coming. We could never have done this. And like crying, which makes me cry, you know, but they were just, they were like, I get it. I remember this one dad come going, I get it now. I get it. I get it now. I'll never ask anymore. And I'm going to tell every other dad they need one.
I feel like dads who, or partners who experience a birth with a doula are some of the biggest cheerleaders for doulas.
Yes,
for sure. My husband is one of them. Anytime he has a friend who they're expecting their first child, the first thing he says is get a doula.
Yeah.
Get a doula.
Yep, absolutely. Those are my favorites. When the dads are even more effusive than the moms are when I'm leaving, I'm like, okay, then everybody felt good. Everybody was supported in the situation.
Yes, absolutely. So another, I think, main misconception that we hear, Abby, is a lot of people may not understand the difference between what is a doula and what is a midwife.
Sure.
A lot of times I hear, well, I thought I wanted a midwife, but maybe I want a doula. So can you talk about how midwives and doulas, and also, I mean, obviously doulas and OBs can work together in tandem to deliver this birth experience that their client wants and deserves?
Absolutely. So the main differences between a doula and either a midwife or OB provider is that a doula does not provide any kind of medical care. So I'm not coming in, I'm not diagnosing you with preeclampsia. I'm not checking your cervix in early labor to see what's going on. So it's not anything medical. So we're there just in that role of a support person as part of the team with your provider, whether that be a midwife or whether that be an obstetrician. And a lot of times moms and their partners think, well, when I go into labor, I go to the hospital, my provider is going to be there 100% of the time. And this is going to be my team. It's going to be us three and we're going to be together and we're going to be in this room together working through our labor. And unfortunately, that is not the case. A lot of times you may go into labor, go into the hospital and have a midwife or an OB, and they are not there. They might not come for several hours. They may pop in and see how you're doing on your labor, and then they leave if they have to do clinic or if they have other people who are in labor, and those people are farther along in their labors. So they're attending to other things while you're still laboring. So I think that's a big misconception, which is where then a doula comes in as kind of that continuous labor support. So we start our support when your labor begins. So if your goal is to stay at home for a long time, or you want to labor at home for a long time, that's where a doula comes in. Your midwife's not coming to your home. Your OB is absolutely not coming to your home to provide any kind of support through that early labor part of your labor. But your doula is. Your doula is there to say, yeah, this is labor. Because a lot of times the question is am I really in labor? Yeah. Is this really happening? Is this going the way it's supposed to be going? And so your doula is there to come to your home and say, yeah, this is labor and you're doing wonderfully. You're rocking it. A lot of times they're not wanting you to come into the hospital until you're in active labor, which is considered 6 centimeters now, between 4 and 6 centimeters, depending on where you're at and who your provider is. But generally at that point, that's when you're in pretty uncomfortable labor. You're working hard during that point. So you've got hours of labor prior to that where you're going to be needing support. You're going to be needing physical support or maybe emotional support. And that's where the doula comes in. And then she's able to go with you then to the hospital or to your birthing location so that that care continues. So she is there with you every step of the way, providing that support. And so it's continuous. There's no break. There's no, you know, I'm only here for a certain amount of time. I'm going to run home and then I'll come back 3 hours later. If you are needing a person there, your doula is there supporting you.
Yeah. Another thing I wanted to touch on was the benefits of a doula also include some, you know, medical benefits. So can you talk about sort of the research behind doulas and how they've shown to improve birth outcomes?
Yep. So lower uses of Pitocin, which everyone never wants Pitocin. That's a big thing. Lower uses of epidural. A lot of times moms may have a goal of having a natural labor and doulas can help facilitate that. And also lower risk for C-sections, which the U.S. has an incredibly high rate of C-section. And doulas are able to reduce that risk of having a C-section. And so those are usually, when I'm talking with moms, those are generally the three things that they're most concerned about. Those are the things that they're wanting to either avoid or to try to avoid, if at all possible, whether that's the use of being induced, which then leads to the use of Pitocin, whether it's getting an epidural, and then ultimately a C-section, so lowering their C-section rate. And the studies are there. I mean, back to when my mom was a doula. So we're looking at 20 plus years now of research that has shown that by incorporating a doula into the prenatal care, starting at prenatal into labor, birth, and postpartum, that your risks for those interventions severely decline, which is great. That's what we want. We want the lesser amount of interactions as possible for our families.
Right. Absolutely. Now, another misconception I think that we've heard about a lot of birth doulas is that they're, I mean, of course, we're natural based. We like low interventions. We like no C-sections. But we do have those parents, those birthing people that are going to need a C-section for X, Y, and Z reasons. Or maybe they just know going into their labor that, yep, I'm an epidural person. I want that epidural. Is that something that as a birth doula, you guys can support? Is that something that you can promote as well? Do you advise for or against that sort of intervention as well?
100%. Every mom deserves a doula, no matter what your birth plan is, no matter whether you are a scheduled cesarean section, because maybe you have a breech baby, or maybe there's other reasons because that you're having a C-section. We're there to support. The same thing when it comes to epidurals. I'm not there to say that you can't have an epidural. I had a family member once who her husband was saying, so what does a doula do? He was talking to me and she broke in and said, a doula is the one that slaps your hands and tells you no when you say that you want an epidural. That's what her job is just to tell you you can't have an epidural. So I think that's a really common misconception is that doulas are only for those birthing people who don't want an epidural, which isn't the case. I work with a lot of moms who say, I want to go as long as I can, but then I decide I'm more than likely going to want an epidural.
Sure.
And so that's great. My, you know, doula's philosophy is, what is your birth that you're envisioning? What is most important to you? Is it most important to you to have a natural birth, or is it most important to you to have an epidural by 5 centimeters so that you are comfortable because you don't want to deal with the discomfort of labor and birth? Then either way is fine. In my childbirth education classes, that's kind of what I start out with. I don't care if you get an epidural or not. I'm there to support you in whatever you want. So if a mom decides that she wants to have an epidural, whether that's while we're talking prenatally and she goes, I know myself, I know I am not, and I've just decided I'm not going to put up a fight. I'm not going to try to do that. I would just like an epidural. Or if in the midst of labor, a mom looks at me and her partner or her provider and says, yeah, I'm done. I really think I'm ready for an epidural. Mm-hmm. There's never any shame, ladies. There is never any shame with getting an epidural. Yeah. I've seen situations where an epidural made a vaginal birth possible, where if we didn't have an epidural, it would have been a C-section for a variety of reasons. So epidurals absolutely have their place, and doulas absolutely work with families. That may be planned, or ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, it happens. We're there to support and never to judge when it comes to that.
What's your experience with being allowed to support a family in the operating room if they're having a C-section?
So currently in our area, CHI hospitals, specifically Bergen, welcomed doulas into the OR. The other local hospitals are not so open and willing to have doulas come into the OR. They generally just allow one person. So obviously a partner of mom is going to be going in for the delivery of the baby for a C-section. But I have had fantastic experiences supporting families when they go into C-section. One that I just attended this past, January. I can't remember my months anymore. The year is flying by. I don't know what today is. But earlier this year, I'll just quantify it with that. Earlier this year, I was with a mom whose labor progressed and it got to the point where it was going to need to be a C-section was decided. She and her partner and her provider decided on a C-section. And so I held her hand. I wiped her tears. I took pictures. Mm-hmm. I made sure she knew what was going to be happening before we went back there. Just made sure that she was comfortable with the situation. Her partner was comfortable with what was going on and knew what was going on. And afterwards, that's what she said. She said just knowing that there was another person in the room, that you were there and then I could look over and you were just there telling me everything was okay. She's like, that just made a world of difference. So I'm not involved in the surgery, obviously, but just being there to look at this mom and say, whatever your name is, Anna, everything is okay. Your baby's almost here. You're doing wonderful. Baby's doing wonderful. Just those words of reassurance can make a huge difference in the experience, whether it's a vaginal or it's a C-section.
Yeah. You're talking to 2 C-section moms here and, having that person, a designated person in the operating room, who's just there to reassure you. I feel like it can make the biggest difference in the way that family views their experience.
Well, I can't speak for all partners, but for my husband, the C-section was probably one of the scariest moments of his life.
Absolutely.
And so it's one of those things where, you know, how hard is it, or how easy is it, I guess I should say, to comfort me when he's terrified?
Absolutely.
So, I just want to echo that sentiment again of having that extra person there who's done it before and knows exactly what's happening. It makes all of the difference in the world.
It does. There's a lot of different sounds. There's a lot of different sights. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different smells that happen in an operating room. And so for someone who's not accustomed to it, who has never been through it, that can be terrifying. It can be a terrifying experience for both mom and partner. So just being that person, I can, you know, and a lot of times it might just be a nod to the partner. Yep. Just, it's okay. Everything's good. You know, it's normal. That beeping is normal. That machine's supposed to beep. It's absolutely okay. Just those small things can transform an experience from one of panic and terror to one of, okay, we got this and my baby's on the way, which is which is what I'm there for. That's my ultimate goal, is leaving a birth and knowing that mom and partner have both felt empowered and were okay and felt like they were part of the situation.
Yeah. So we've talked a lot about the doulas. What we haven't talked about yet is, when is a good time to start researching doula care? When should an expectant family go, okay, we're going to start looking into whether or not to have this service?
Well, start researching doulas prenatally. So even before you get pregnant, start looking at, what is a doula? Is my partner okay with a doula? Let's talk to my partner about a doula. And so that conversation has already happened. And then a lot of it's 50-50. I'll say it's 50-50. You have 50% of moms who, they pee on a stick and they're calling doulas to say, are you available 9 months from now? Generally, we all are. And then the other 50% will wait until 4 weeks before their due date and say, are you available for my due date? And generally, we're not. So, you know, and so the earlier is the better, just because doulas do tend to get booked. So to have as great as many options as possible when you're looking at doulas, start earlier, the better. But if you get to the point where you have talked to your partner and you're on the fence about it and it still is coming down to the wire, still reach out for a doula if you decide to. There will be somebody that will be able to help you and will be your doula. And that just might be a little bit more of a struggle and a little bit harder of a search to find that person.
Yeah. So never too late. Always, you know.
Never too late. No, I had a mom who reached out, I think it was 2 weeks before her due date, that she was looking for a doula. And then she ended up getting induced a week later. So it was seriously like the last minute. Days before she was having her baby. So it's never too late to reach out. But to have a greater amount of options when it comes to interviewing doulas, start earlier rather than later.
And really to help build that relationship too. So this
Absolutely.
Person is with you during one of the most intimate times of your life, potentially. Absolutely. And, you know, to build that relationship, I feel like would be a really important part too.
Absolutely. It is. Yeah, because we, as doulas, we come and we meet with you guys prenatally. So usually one or two times, depending on what the family's needs are, we're coming to your house. We're talking with you. We're setting up that relationship. We're getting to know our clients. We're getting to know our clients' partners. And that way that communication is open, that the partner feels comfortable with the doula, mm-hmm. with me being in the room, with looking at me going, is this normal, while we're in labor? So you have that rapport established because you're setting up this prenatal time to get to know each other.
Yeah. What are some specific questions that a person who's looking for a doula should ask of any, you know, prospective doulas that they're interviewing, I guess?
Sure. First one, are you available for my due date?
Yeah.
Because there has been times before where I've met with a mom and I'm like, this is fantastic, this is great. And then I realize, oh my gosh, we haven't talked about your due date and I'm already booked. And then it's like, oh, no. So are you available for my due date is always number one. And saying yes, if they are. A lot of times asking what their experience is. So know what you're getting into with your doula, because experience may be an important thing for you. It may not be an important thing for you. It may just be the feeling that you get with the relationship with this person that you're interviewing. So talk about their experience. Talk about those types of things if that's important to you. Another one is their approach to birth. So each doula approaches birth differently. So there are some doulas who are extremely hands-on. There are some doulas who are like, yeah, I'm not really big on the touchy-feely. I'm more, you know, verbal, or I'm more just here for you. I just hold the space for you. So finding out what their approach for birth is really important, because you may know as a person, okay, touch is really important to me. I know that I'm going to need that. Well, if you're interviewing a doula who's like, that's not my thing.
Yeah.
I don't like that type of thing. Obviously probably is not going to be a good fit. So approach to birth, is a big one. Because then it also allows you to have that conversation about what your goals are with birth, mm-hmm. and see how the doula reacts to what your goals are with a birth. And really, a lot of times it boils down to connection, as crazy as that might sound. But a lot of times it just boils down to, do we mesh well? Our personalities, do they mesh well? Do you mesh well with my partner and how that person communicates? And so that's a really big part of it. You know, there's a saying, there's a doula for every mom and a mom for every doula. And there's a reason for that. I'm not the best doula for everyone. And I'm the first person to acknowledge I'm not the best doula for every woman, for every birthing person. But there is someone there, and we'll find you the most appropriate person for what you have, for what your birth vision is and your birth goals.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I think we'll wrap this up with kind of asking you about your birth experiences. Did you have doulas in your birth experiences? And what was that like for you? Did it change your outlook on doulas, or how did it impact?
So I've had five births. My first birth was a 19-week loss. That was my first experience with birth. So I had an epidural for that one. My mom was there with me, as well as my provider for that one. I'm kind of lucky in the fact that I have a mom who's a doula. So I kind of check off the two boxes.
That's
I get
true.
My mom and my doula. she was there for that one with me for that situation. Then for my next two, my mom was with me. My next birth, my son, who is now 11, I developed severe preeclampsia very unexpectedly. So it was a very long induction. So my mom was there for me with me for that one. My third birth, second son, he was pretty quick. I had my mom and my best friend. And so by that time, my best friend has been around birth. Really the one that probably changed me was my third son. So fourth birth, third son. I did not have anybody with me. I thought, I got this. I'm a doula. My mom, I needed my mom home with my two older boys, you know, so I can do this. This is my husband. You know, my husband knows what to do. I had the same providers for all my birth. And I was like, she's going to be there. We work well together. It'll be fine. And then that was the one night that my provider, who was a midwife, had another woman in labor at the same time as me. Yeah. So I remember this so vividly, standing in the shower going, why do I not have a doula here? Not that there was anything wrong with my husband. My husband was doing perfectly fine, but I just needed that other woman. I just needed that woman, that support to look at me and say, you're doing wonderful. You're doing, you know, doing all the doula thing.
Right.
And so for my fourth, my daughter, my fifth birth, I absolutely had a doula. I absolutely had my mom and my best friend. I had a whole army of people for that. Because I learned my lesson with my third son. So I can look at moms now and say, I know what it's like to birth without a doula, with a very supportive, very hands-on, willing to help husband. And it just wasn't the same. It was not the same. So even for me, being a doula and knowing all of the things, you still need a doula. The doula needed a doula for sure.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
All right. Well, that's all the kind of questions and thoughts we had for you today. Did you have anything else you wanted to add for us?
I don't think so. Every mom deserves a doula. So don't think that you don't deserve a doula. Every mom deserves a doula. So make it work. I'll put this out very quickly, that a lot of times it's the cost that affects mom's decisions and partner's decisions, whether they're going to have a doula or not. Mm-hmm. If you find that you are running into a roadblock with price, continue to look. There in our area, in the Omaha metro area, we have a wide range of prices when it comes to doulas, and a lot of doulas will work with families when it comes to cost, because for most of us, it is a work of heart. And so we don't want to turn down a family having support when they most need it just because of the cost. So we are more than willing. We are more than happy to work with families so that they're getting that support, because we don't want anybody to go without.
Yeah. And that's the bridge we're trying to make at Omaha Better Birth Project. We're trying to bridge that gap of care for people who can't afford it. So
absolutely.
Yeah, hit the nail on the head with that one.
And I'm so excited to see where you guys go with it. I'm excited for the future when it comes to our area.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all your support of the organization and for joining us today to give this rundown. So Yeah, we will have all of the information we talked about today in our show notes. And if you want to learn more about Abby, you can find her on Facebook at Belly Love Birth Doula and at Omaha Childbirth Education. So thanks again, Abby, and we will be in touch soon.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Baby Weight Podcast. If so, please consider leaving a review to help us increase our visibility to reach more families. And don't forget to subscribe. For all the show notes and links, head to www.omahabetterbirth.org and click on the podcast link.